This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Can I just say this on behalf of all Americans? The FBI sucks. God, this is one of the worst criminal organizations in America. And I used to have so much respect for the FBI. They suck. And don't tell me it's just at the top. It is not at the top. It is pervasive in that organization. They have gotten to the point where they don't care about American citizens. If they did, there'd be a lot more FBI whistleblowers. They'd be blowing that agency up, and it wouldn't be Christopher Wray at the helm. It would be somebody who actually gives a crap about the American citizens. These people, I've said this many times, look at the average TV show and watch the behavior of the FBI, and what you will see is a group of people who are setting up Americans. You could be innocent, and if the FBI needs to get through you to get to something else, they're going to extort you.
Well, you certainly don't want us to put your child in prison, do you, Kevin?
For what? Because you're trying to get my grocer? I only shop there. I just buy ingredients for cilantro, for salsa. Look, let me ask you this. If you're innocent and somebody said, hey, the FBI wants to question you, would you just go? Would you go, I've done nothing, so why don't I just go? If you're a conservative and you answer yes to that, you better rethink it, baby. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. What a joke this organization has become. They don't stop anything from happening. I don't know how many things have happened where somebody ended up blowing up, you know, a building or shooting up a school or bombs at the Boston Marathon or whatever. And they go, yeah, they were on the FBI watch list. Well, then who's the watcher? Because nobody's watching them. If they're on the watch list and they end up committing the crime, what, did somebody fall? Who got fired? I want to know who got fired. And it's on and on.
Oh, the Post nightclub guy, he was on the FBI watch list.
Well, how did he get away with it?
The San Bernardino shooter.
How did he get away with it? How did the Sarnoff brothers get away with it? They were reported. Or you learned that somebody tipped off the FBI, and you know what they did? They ignored it. We just play clips of Mike McCormick, who worked as a stenographer during the Obama administration. He recorded Joe Biden and his son plotting to steal money from the American citizens. He says what it is. He tells the FBI, look, I know we're talking about these Biden family. I have some information. They're like, we'll get back with you. We'll get back with you. Or to completely ignore them. Just no, we're not going to talk about it. Or worse, become part of the cover-up, as they did with Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And now we're learning that they were colluding with Joe Biden on misinformation about his son's laptop. God, how do they expect us to trust this system? How do they expect us to trust the legal system at all? You know, that you've seen this show, Law and Order. On both sides of it, the Democrats are going after us. The Democrats suck. They don't believe the law. They will set you up, and then the order side will absolutely follow through with the setup. But if it's them, the law will completely ignore it, and so will the order side. You can get away with whatever. Even if somebody knows that you've got the good, we'll convene a grand jury on Hunter Biden. Where is it? They've convened a grand jury on Trump and trumped up charges against him, pun intended, and he's already ready for trial. And a grand jury has supposedly been convened for Hunter Biden I've been hearing about this for a year. If you look it up, and there's been nothing, absolutely nothing. How does that happen? How is it you can react so quickly on Donald Trump, who's done nothing. Let's take a misdemeanor and make it into a felony. And here we've got Hunter Biden with felony after felony after felony. And you know what these transparency guys do? They won't give you data. They won't give you access. They won't give you information. But
in the spirit of transparency, we're going to give you all this stuff.
Not. And then when you do find out,
it's Russian misinformation. It's this or that.
And it's none of it. It's them covering up for their lies. And the FBI is complicit. The Department of Justice going after parents and teachers. Here's this story. The FBI must comply with a FOIA, Freedom of Information request, seeking records about the Bureau's response to a 2021 letter from the National School Board Associations that labeled parent protesters domestic terrorists. This is what a D.C. federal judge ruled. In his four-page order, U.S. District Judge Trevor McFadden said last week that the Department of Justice had dragged its feet in responding to a FOIA request filed by the government watchdog group Protect the Public's Trust that sought records from the FBI and other DOJ entities about their response to a September 2021 letter from the NSBA, that requested the Biden administration and the DOJ investigate protests and threats against school board members under federal domestic terrorism laws. Now, I will tell you this. The majority of these things, there were no threats. There were people just wanting answers, basic answers, to what was going on in the lives of their children, and they got put on watch list. What kind of dystopian society are we living in when you can't even ask questions about the curriculum for your children? We played a clip of this lady saying the school auditor tried to publicly humiliate her, and then the teachers association sued her, all for nuisance stuff, and they thought they'd break her down. I'm glad she had the financial wherewithal to withstand it, and I wish she'd sue them back. I wish that she could get billions from them. When we get on those juries, people, let me tell you, you better be awarding these people mega millions of dollars when these people go after them. They said, in his ruling, McFadden denied two motions from the FBI that sought to dismiss the case or have it decided in their favor. The judge said that the federal law enforcement agency had failed to prove the FOIA request was unreasonable and offered scant evidence for a summary judgment. This is a guy that's got his act together, and this is in a D.C. district court. I'm shocked, honestly. But what does all this mean? This is the type of corruption, folks, that we are living with day to day. This is the type of corruption that the Biden administration and leftists fuel. They feed on it. And I'm glad that they're starting to lose. It's well beyond time that we start getting answers to our questions on this stuff.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden didn't campaign for president because he didn't need to. The cheat was in. Joe Biden doesn't do press conferences. The media is starting to go, why is he not available? The little snippets that he does do, he ends up screwing them up. Things go awry very quickly. Now we're hearing he doesn't work a full day. They put a lid on him on Monday at 9 a.m. Now, I don't know how I get up at 3:30 in the morning most mornings. So I've gotten a lot done by 9 a.m., but my day is certainly not done. But Joe Biden, boy, he's toast by 9 a.m. Woo! I tell you what, getting up at 8:30 and that whole 30 minutes of work, whoo, it's tiring. It's not going to get any better for him and the Democrats. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So they blast Joe Biden because he's not making himself available, and that's fine. I mean, it's deserved. But what's the real reason behind it? Well, we know part of it is malady, is brain malady. He doesn't think straight. And I went through that in the first hour. I'm not going to revisit it. But it's beyond that. I told you, it's one thing that Joe Biden's got an issue currently with, you know, with all the scandals, if you will, that are going on, and just the job of being president, and fending off the stuff that we think we know. But every single day, it's getting worse. And Joe Biden is not going to be prepared for this. You can deal with a little bit of this stuff with his brain malady. I'll be honest with you, he functions fairly well. I mean, for what you can see, the little bit that he's there. I'm sure the guy literally looks like Mr. Magoo, you know, walking around the White House in black socks and his skivvies and just, you know, in a wife beater, and he's looking around like, where am I? I can just see him, unless somebody keeps a lid on it. Let me put it a different way. You know they're hiding a lot from us when it comes to Biden. And I don't blame him. If you've already, you know, you put him in a coup and he's got to perform, now you got to handle him. You got to manage him. So I get it. I'm not mad at him for that. And we get the glimpses because when he comes out, invariably, he's going to screw up. And I'm not talking little screw-ups. I'm talking screw-ups to get countries invaded. I'm talking screw-ups that get people going into war games. Big-level screw-ups. So this is what Biden is about. But it's only going to get worse. And I'm going to tell you, over the next couple of weeks, this cycle is what's going to bury the Bidens and bury the Democrats in general. And we have an obligation. I'm going to tell you right now, folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, you have an obligation to spread the word on this stuff, to not let people intimidate you on it. You have an obligation. Because if you don't do it, the left is going, I'm just telling you, if you let them get away with this, we're done. And we've said, if Barack Obama gets elected, we're toast. And I told people, no, you're not. I told people, even when Hillary Clinton was running against Trump, I said, don't worry. If she does win, we can survive. It's tougher and tougher. Don't misunderstand me. Now, what happened? Trump won. When Trump ran against Biden, he beat him. And when it was kind of weird, you know, and we were looking at all the outcome of it, I told people, as much as, because you could tell the cheat was in, it was going to go to Biden. We resisted it for a long time, but the cheat was in. And all I can tell you is, in looking at that, I said, don't sweat it. It may seem like it's the worst thing that could happen, but it isn't. But let me tell you this. I firmly believe this one. If we allow the Biden family to get away with this and the Democrats to not have some, you know, some fallout, if you will, from it, it is over. This next story comes from the Gateway Pundit and Tyler Nixon, who is a lawyer, advocating for the indictment of Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and Jake Sullivan, the FBI, and the DOJ, due to allegations of significant corruption within the federal government. He questions who's responsible for prosecuting the FBI, the DOJ, the president, his son, and the national security advisors for all of their wrongdoings. And this goes back to what I was talking about in the previous hour with Mike McCormick. He said, the situation is said to be chaotic and troublesome, with the DOJ and FBI neglecting evidence of crimes. Exactly what I just said. These people turn a blind eye to what they're doing, but boy, if it's something they want, they rally the troops like you wouldn't believe. He goes on, this article says, these crimes supposedly done by a corrupt group accused of stealing the 2020 elections. Additionally, Mike McCormick, who is a transcriber for the Biden speeches during his time as VP under Obama, claims that Biden misused taxpayer money to benefit his family. I don't think any reasonable person would deny that. His bold claims state that Joe Biden is a criminal. Furthermore, he's also accusing Jake Sullivan of being a co-conspirator. He believes there are a few Obama officials that have their hands in the situation as well. Now, here's what's most interesting to me about these stories. So, I go to Google News, and I'm looking at it, and I go, okay, top stories. And the top story was this kid getting killed in Alabama. And down below the fold was this white lady that got killed. Same kind of circumstances, both going up. I talked about it earlier. Kid went to the wrong house, rings the doorbell, whatever, and gets shot. 80-something-year-old man shoots him. In the case of the woman, some dude has a car coming up his drive, and apparently he's out in the boonies. He sees it and fires on it. Now, I don't know the circumstances, but you know, I can see a person saying, I'm going to fire because maybe he just got threatened and they said, I'll come to your house. And, you know, who knows? It could be insinuating circumstances. And this kid getting shot, let me put it this way. If justice is served where these people go to prison for what they did, I'm not mad. I don't know why a guy would just shoot some kid willy-nilly if he's not brandishing a gun or, you know, threatening him in some way. But back to Google. So no stories on the Bidens, but once I did say Hunter Biden and I did a Google search, the most stories popped up in any time in the past 2 months. And this tells me there was a Washington Post article, Washington Times, a Daily Mail, Fox News had two or three of them. Now, admittedly, it's still, quote, right-leaning if you want to think of it that way. But there were more than I'd seen in the previous days. And I think this is what you need to look for. Start seeing what's trending over the next few years.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Police in Dadeville, Alabama have arrested two teens for the weekend shootings at a Sweet 16 party that left four dead and 32 injured. The suspects are 17 and 16 years old. A 25-year-old man's in jail in Austin, Texas, accused of firing the shots that wounded two high school cheerleaders. Police say the man fired after one of the girls tried to get into his car, mistakenly believing it was hers. Two police organizations in Florida are hosting an online job fair with the idea of recruiting veteran officers from places like Chicago and New York, places Florida's attorney general says are soft on crime and hard on cops. An Oklahoma politician caught on tape talking about killing a journalist and hanging black people has resigned. McCurtain County Commissioner Mark Jennings was caught making the comments in a conversation with the county sheriff and two other officers. Oklahoma's governor called on all four to resign. Rich Johnson, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Alvin Bragg is standing by his decision to indict Donald Trump. Now, George Soros is trying to distance himself from the Manhattan DA. Lydia Hu, outside the New York Supreme Court. Right, Lydia, tell us, what are the ties between Alvin Bragg and George Soros?
Money, Stuart, huge political donations from George Soros and his family members that have supported Alvin Bragg and his ability to get into the office of district attorney here in Manhattan. Now, George Soros has been public in his support of local district attorneys that seek to reform criminal justice through, for example, prioritizing mental health and job programs. Another campaign promise from Alvin Bragg, prosecuting the former president, Donald Trump, which conservatives have been quick to call out. Watch.
These are political plants. These are people who are only being supported with, you know, $40 million in the case of Alvin Bragg, $1 million from George Soros, only because of a promise that if you're in this position, you will pursue political prosecution of our opponents, those on the right.
Now, Stuart, it's true. Soros donated $1 million, but not to Bragg directly. That money was funneled through a political action committee that was committed to getting Bragg into office. But like we said, the support of Bragg extends through the Soros family. Soros' son and his daughter-in-law contributed tens of thousands of dollars directly to Bragg. Now, in the wake of this indictment of the former president, Donald Trump, it's interesting to see that Soros appears to be distancing himself from Alvin Bragg, saying he's never met Bragg, and also saying that he's never donated to his campaign directly. But as we said, we know he made significant donations in the amount of $1 million to his political action committee supporting Bragg.
Before we get into the targeting of Donald Trump and some of the things that are going on, I think, inside of the Republican Party, I want to talk a little bit more about Bragg. I didn't know much about him. You just heard, you know, he's one of these guys that Soros is supporting. Here's what they say. Salary, he makes $210,000 a year. His monthly income is $372,000. His net worth, this is where it gets interesting, $41 million. Assets, $27 million. Mortgages and loans, $2 million. We'll get back to that in just a second. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. If these numbers are starting to, like, surprise you, I'm surprised. I mean, what? Again, I'm not telling people what to pursue, what aspirations they have in life, but if you're doing it fair, I don't care. If Alvin Bragg is really looking for crime in New York and helping the people, I'm all for him. I just don't think he is. You ready? Let's finish. Investments, he's got $13 million in investments. Other income, they show he's got $5 million. Some of the top luxury vehicles in the country, they say, are owned by him. And here's a list of his vehicles. Rolls Royce, Coulinon, Mercedes-Benz, AMG GT, Porsche Macan, Lexus ES, Jaguar F-Type. He has more than 12 pieces of real estate, they say, 8 automobiles, 3 luxury yachts. See, now I'm starting to wonder if this mean about him is true. They say the assets owned by Alvin Bragg additionally include nearly $16 million in cash. He has an $18 million investment portfolio consisting of 11 stocks. Also, he obtains monthly rent from his several commercial properties in New York State, which apparently makes up the difference between his $210,000 per year salary and his monthly income of $372,000 per month. So this guy's bringing in over $4 million a month. That's a lot of cheddar. Alvin Bragg, I ain't mad at you, doing pretty well. But, you know, of course, I'm the guy that'll be called the sellout. And I'm the guy that gave up the career at Fox News because I would not take back my comments. Let's move on. Former President Trump, his 2024 campaign, they say, is getting ready to fight state-level legal battles across the country this year against two nonprofit groups that claim a section of the Constitution enacted after the Civil War blocks him from appearing on primary ballots because of his role in the events at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. If you want to know what January 2021 is about, I just gave it to you. They want to use this obscure thing. He incited a riot. He did no such thing. January 6 is a ruse. You've heard me talk about it. Most of you probably believe it as well. And the more you hear, the more it's clearly evident. It's obvious. It's a ruse. They say what these undemocratic organizations are doing is blatant election interference and tampering. This is what the Trump campaign spokesman, Stephen Chung, said. They are not even trying to hide it anymore. And it's sad that they want to deprive the American people of choosing Donald Trump, the overwhelming front runner by far, as their president. History will not judge them kindly. So they get it. The campaign understands it. Here's what I always come back to. Because Democrats are, they're no longer hiding anything. We don't have to go searching and go, huh, I wonder what the strategy is. You know what it is. Well, why don't we do it? I mean, certainly there's a reason to keep I'm not recommending this completely. Understand, what I'm about to say, I don't fully endorse, but at least we're in the fight. So let's say they want to take Trump off the ballot, and we say we're going to take Biden off the ballot right now. And in fact, we don't only just want to take him off the ballot, we want to invoke the 25th Amendment. He won't take a cognitive test, and here's all the evidence that we should do. He can't be on the ballot for 2024. Now, of course, I want him on the ballot for 2024. He's a buffoon. He's going to screw up enough. Yeah, there, even though I tell you guys, Joe Biden is not going to be the Democrats' choice for 2024, I promise you, there's a part of me, a bigger part of me, that says, let him be the man. Let Donald Trump get his comeuppance and defeat Biden in his own game and run again. Let him run again. Let Donald Trump now, under a whole different light, go after Biden. Wouldn't you like to see that? Now, there are people out there, Kevin, I don't know. If you believe that Donald Trump can't beat Joe Biden, I don't even want to talk to you. I'll be honest. I don't even want to deal with you. He beat him once, he'll beat him a second time, and this time he'll beat him in such a way they can't take it away. Why do I feel this way? Because I know you. I know what's going on out there. I know the people who are fighting election, who are fighting for election integrity, real election integrity, not to mention, I also know Joe Biden is damaged goods. Are you kidding me? Can you imagine Trump saying, I told you last time he was a liar. I told you he was taking money from China. Look at what's been going on. Look at how Hunter, I mean, I can hear Trump saying, Hunter, he's making the family. Joe is the big guy. I could see this guy going after this man in ways that nobody would go after him. I want this. But it isn't going to happen. So Trump's going to have to build a strategy against Newsom or Kennedy or somebody, some moderate. And that does, he can beat him, but I'd rather see him go after this clown. Citizen for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. They call themselves CREW. And another one, Free Speech for People, FSP. They plan to challenge Trump under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, ratified in 1868 to punish Confederate officers and officials after the Civil War. This says, an officer of the United States is disqualified from future public office if they have engaged in insurrection or rebellion. Wow. Man. Oh, my goodness. Some people have too much time on their hands. Insurrection and rebellion. Now, this stuff is going to get thrown out. It's nuisance. But it ties up Trump's people. Good. I'm going to make you a bet that Donald Trump doesn't give a crap about this. But it does tie up resources. He does have to spend some mental energy on it. Now, there are people that say this is the type of stuff that's going to backfire. CREW says it is a strategy designed to enforce the Constitution to bar Trump from serving as president. This is what Donald Sherman of CREW said. We've had two major insurrections in this country. One was a civil war, which gave rise to Section 3, and one was January 6th. I still find it amazing that they still compare the civil war to January 6th.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I talked the other day about trust the science, which the Democrats, the science is men can be women and have babies, right? Trust the science. Everything these people say to trust, you should automatically distrust. And then I talked many times, but recently, about the statistics around actual crime in America. Do you believe all crime is reported? And you know what? I won't even speak in the absolutes. Do you believe that there is a significant portion of crime that isn't reported? Whatever that may be. If you say 1%, we could go, well, it's not. I mean, come on, Kevin. 1% is not that much. Okay. Well, what do you think it is? I think you should report all crime, because at least we'd have some statistic on the are we a safe culture? Are we a trustworthy culture? Short answer is, of course, no. I remember leaving a bag in the Singapore airport. Well, it wasn't me. A woman left the bag in the Singapore airport. It was all Fendi gear. She left it in the middle of the airport terminal and went shopping and came back, and it was right there. And I remember looking at it going, man, if she was in the United States, that would be gone. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We can't trust anything. We can't trust ourselves. I'm talking about with the most basic of things. Somebody finds a wallet, money's gone. Credit card's gone. Pickpockets, which, you know, our Congress are the best of the pickpockets, just to be blunt. But anyway, point is, there's no trust here. And the data that we were given for Wu Flu, BS. Data you were given for the shots, BS. Data you were given for the reactions to the shots, BS. Data you were given for all, it's everything is a ruse. Going back to crime, you look at these people, crime in these cities, it's to the point where police go, you know what? You can report it, but it's not going to do anything. So people go, okay, I'm not going to report that my house got broken into. I'm not going to report that this got stolen from me. I'm not going to report that I had a gun pointed in my face and they took my watch. I'm not going to report whatever. Most people, I'm not even going to say that. It's not true. But a lot of people don't report sexual assault, for goodness sake. I can tell you this as a fact. When I was in high school, went to a friend of mine's house. He wasn't a cadet. We went off base, went to his house, and his house was robbed. Nobody called the cops. It was just straight vandalism, but do you report vandalism anymore? Do you report tagging? I'm just using some examples. What do people report now? Not much. 32 people shot and killed in Chicago last weekend. I used to report on this stuff weekly. Just to make the point of how dangerous it is, how the lack of care and concern that people have for one another, the complete lack of what's the word I'm looking for? Disregard, if you will, for life. The complete disregard for life. All right? People have become conditioned for violence, and it's Democrats who teach it. It's Democrats who encourage criminality. It's Democrats who've made lawlessness the norm. I saw a thing that said in Compton there was a gas station or a convenience store completely robbed. I mean, just stripped of its materials. Thousands and thousands of dollars lost. I doubt if it was a big chain. It's probably somebody, you know, some dude who's trying to do good. And I will bet you money it was in Compton, but I bet it wasn't somebody black. It was probably somebody Asian who said, you know what? I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to go ahead and try to help these people out. And what do they get? They get their store robbed. They get pilfered. Insurance rates go up, and ultimately they leave. Shoplifters. Stealing. Oh, it's a victimless crime, right? Except for those who pay exorbitant amounts of money for things that we shouldn't have to pay that stuff. I mean, what would the cost of goods and services be if we got rid of leftists? Ask yourself that question. Give yourself sort of an answer. I will put it to you this way. I would venture to tell you the price of our goods and services, certainly goods, would drop 30% if we got rid of leftists. I feel very comfortable with that number. Think about the number of times these people, I mean, and shoplifting has gotten tougher and tougher to do. Think about it. Shoplifting in the old days, I mean, they didn't have cameras at every corner. They didn't have high def. There were blind spots because they couldn't put as many. Now, shoplifting is tough. They have entire people, the companies dedicated to stopping what companies call shrinkage. Portland is losing a store called REI. It's a camper store. I mean, imagine being the store manager of a store like that, and you've got a gun to your head to generate profits, and every day people just come in and they take something. And for every dollar they take, you know, retail, it's only costing you probably 40 cents, whatever it may be. In a store like that, it may be 20 cents because you have to mark everything up 4 or 5 times. But you just can't keep up. I mentioned Walmart is closing 4 stores in the Chicago area. Walmart, probably the most successful franchise chain ever. I don't think of it as that way, business, if you will. And they can't keep a store operational in Chicago area. How is Chicago Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson, how's he going to approach this situation? Yep, same as the old boss. Apologist for the crime that's absolutely crippling the city. Johnson released a statement following the chaos of the weekend where a bunch of teenagers went out and just rampaged in Chicago. They ravaged the city. And he said this: "In no way do I condone the destructive activity we saw in the Loop and Lakefront this weekend. It is unacceptable and has no place in our city. However," see, that's the problem. That when you're having a discussion like this, I'm going all, you know, philosophical on you and psychological. There can be no but statement after it, because but and however are essentially the same, right? There can be no but statement. But it is not constructed to demonize youth who have otherwise been starved of opportunities in our own communities. So he says, how dare you do what you did, but I do understand it. That's what leftism does. Our city, get this, our city must work together to create spaces for youth to gather safely and responsibly under adult guidance and supervision to ensure that every part of our city remains welcome for both residents and visitors. Good luck with that. Remember where they just recently gathered in Alabama? It was safe for youth. The birthday party that hosted, they did finally show pictures of some of the victims. And as I told you guys, guaranteed you, it was a bunch of black folks. You show me where you're going to gather up a bunch of black folks, and I'm going to show you something that is ready to pop off. Not in a good way. I'm going to show you something that as soon as somebody gives somebody the wrong look or says the wrong thing or flashes the wrong sign or whatever, it's going to be a shootout. It's going to be something. And this guy says, oh, this is it's because of the lack of opportunities. Well, okay, let's go there. Who gave them the lack of opportunities? How did the lack of opportunities occur? Is it George Bush's fault? Is it Ronald Reagan's fault? Is it the Republican Party's fault? Is it the infamous Donald Trump's fault? Whose fault is it, Mayor? Well, I have some suggestions. It might have been Lori Lightfoot's fault. It might have been Daley's fault before that. Ron Emanuel's fault. There are a lot of people's fault that it could be. But I'll tell you this, it ain't pointing to any of us. People listening to this program, including these lefties out there that are looking for salvation, it is not our fault. Yeah, I don't condone the destruction, but I'll give these guys an excuse. And you wonder why in the summer in Chicago and any other city in this country, you got murder and mayhem every single weekend. And by the way, it doesn't stop during the week. It's just that people don't have as much time during the week. They may actually be cashing their welfare checks. I'm going to do a whole thing on black leadership probably tomorrow. And all I can tell you is it's pathetic. It's pathetic to watch the same old stuff over and over.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.